So indebted to our Lord Jesus for the life that we have.
Oh, 我们的父啊，实在我们实在因着我们的生命欠我们的主何等的多。
We now have eternal life.
如今我们有着永远的生命。
And we want to spend this life in serving and praising you.
我们也愿意用我们的生命来侍奉，来爱戴你。
Help us to understand the mysteries of the ways of your kingdom.
帮助我们明白你国度的奥秘。
As we gather around your word today, as we gather up on the Mount of God today, open our eyes by your Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. We have an interesting life as Christians. We gather together, and half of our life should be worshiping our Lord. We come together, being filled with the Spirit, singing, giving thanks to the Lord. We sing, Oh, how I love Jesus. But there's another side of our Christian life. And this side of the Christian life is seen in the kingdom work. But we're not only in the church as his beloved children praising him. But we are servants. We are soldiers in his kingdom. And so as well as singing, we love you, Lord, and we lift our voice.
所以当我们唱,哦,主,我们高声来赞美你,
we also sing, onward Christian soldiers going forth to war.
我们也会唱那些诗歌,像说,哦,主,我们是你的精兵往前。
We not only place upon us the garments of praise as we gather in the church,
我们在教会聚集的时候,不仅是一同穿上这赞美的衣服,
but we place upon us the whole armor of God.
我们一同也会穿上神全副的军装。
So this is our twofold life.
所以这是我们生命的两面。
And as we speak, on this matter from the Gospel of Matthew on the kingdom of the heavens. This morning I want us to look at a particular phrase that's actually only used in the Gospels. The Gospel of the Kingdom. Now it's used five times.
它用了五次,
four times in Matthew, one time in Luke.
四次在马太福音,一次在路加。
So let's begin by looking at three references in the Gospel of Matthew.
所以我们先来看在马太的三处的使用。
In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23,
马太福音4章24节,
Jesus has come down from heaven and invaded earth.
我们的主耶稣从天降下来侵入这个地。
But his tools of war is the gospel of the kingdom. And so we see in Matthew 4:23, Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease, every kind of sickness among the people.
马太四章二十三节，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
And if we understand the verse right, it means that first Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom.
如果明白这个经文，这里讲到主在那里传天国的福音。
And then as signs to confirm what he said, he healed many people.
然后有神迹来见证他所传的，那就是有百姓得医治。
And so as he went from town to town in Galilee,
所以他在走遍了加利利,
people would see people healed, lepers healed.
所以人要看见病得医治, 麻风得洁净。
And they would say, indeed the kingdom has come.
然后人就说,实在天国来了。
In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, we find this phrase again.
在马太9章35节,
In verse 35, it says, Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease, every kind of sickness.
9章35节, 耶稣走遍各城各乡, 在会堂里教训人, 宣讲天国的福音, 又医治各样的病症。
Once again, we see the gospel of the kingdom.
总再次看到这里说, 天国的福音。
And then, of course, back all the way over in Matthew chapter 24,
那我们再翻到马太的24章,
as he's talking about his coming back a second time to establish his kingdom on earth,
那里主讲到他要再来, 他要在这地上建立他的国,
he says in Matthew 24:14,
24章14节,
this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下,对万民做见证, 然后末期才来到。
The gospel of the kingdom.
天国的福音。
What is the content of the gospel of the kingdom?
这是天国的福音的内容是什么?
This is something that we want to look at today.
这就是我们今天要一同来看的。
Because there's a largeness to this gospel that is often overlooked.
因为这个天国的福音是有这么大的一个内容, 我们却常常的忽视。
Now as we've been following the story of Jesus in the gospel of Matthew,
我们也一同来看了 马太福音里面所记载的主耶稣的故事。
We saw there in Matthew chapter 4 first, Jesus came down from heaven and into our wilderness of sin.
我们在第四章那里看到我们的主从天而来然后来到了我们罪的旷野。
Because we first hear the word of the gospel in the wilderness of sin.
因为我们起初听到福音是在罪的旷野里。
John the Baptist came into the wilderness as the voice of God, saying, repent, the kingdom of the heavens is at hand.
施洗约翰来到旷野,他宣告这神的声音说,你们当悔改,因为天国近了。But
when Jesus came into the wilderness, he found us.
然后当主来到这个旷野,他就找着了我们。This
world is a wilderness.
我们所在的这个世界是一个旷野。There's
many pretty and beautiful things in this world.
我们实在看到一些美丽的事情在这世界上。But
when you look underneath, there's corruption.
但是如果我们看它的内在,其实是败坏。Especially
among mankind.
实在是人,在人的当中就是这样。There's
a wilderness everywhere.
我们在人的当中实在是看到这个旷野。Whether
you go to school, it's a wilderness. Whether you work on a job, it's a wilderness.
无论你是上学,那是一个旷野。你在工作,那也是一个旷野。And
we were all in that wilderness.
我们都在这个旷野当中。But
then we heard the voice of God.
那在其中我们就听到神的声音。Repent
and be saved.
悔改,得救。
And so he took us out of the wilderness. And as Matthew pictures it with the disciples, he called his disciples out of the wilderness. And he took them up the mountain. From the wilderness to the mountain. When Jesus takes us up on the mountain, he has come to reveal things to us.
当主把我们带到山上, 他就向我们启示,
to reveal things about the kingdom.
启示那国度的事,
to reveal things about himself.
启示关于他自己的事,
so you remember in Matthew 5, he takes his disciples up on the mountain.
所以第五章那里就讲到主把门徒带到山上,
says, now let me tell you more about the gospel of the kingdom.
让我跟你们讲更多关于天国的福音的事。
It's about godly character.
那里讲到属神的品行,
the blessed ones in the kingdom.
讲到天国里有福的人,
oh, they're poor in spirit.
实在他们是虚心的人,
they're not proud people.
他们不是骄傲的人,
they hunger and thirst after righteousness.
他们饥渴慕义,
they're not satisfied.
他们并不满足,
they're merciful. They're not judgmental.
他们是有连续的人,
this is what the kingdom of the heavens looks like.
这就是天国来的样子,
because it's populated by such kind of people.
因为天国都是这样的人,
and as the disciples looked, they saw Jesus, indeed he was meek, indeed he was merciful.
当门徒看的时候, 他们就看见主耶稣说, 实在他是这样的人, 温柔谦卑。
Of course, they looked at themselves and they said, well, I'm still proud.
但是当他们回头看自己说, 哦, 我实在还是个骄傲的人,
I'm still self-righteous.
我还是一个自以为意的人。
They saw themselves as sinners.
他们知道自己是罪人。
But Jesus says, if you come follow me, I will make you like that.
但是主对他们说, 如果你们来跟从我, 我就使你们成为那样的人。
So he spoke to them about character. He spoke to them about righteousness up on the mount.
所以他就在山上向他们讲述着天国的品行，讲述着天国的义。
And as long as the disciples remained under their king, their lives were being transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit.
当门徒们跟随他们的王的时候，他们的生命就被圣灵来改变。
Now our lives as Christians are not to be lived in the wilderness.
我们做基督徒，但是我们的生命不应当是在旷野里的。Our
lives are to be lived up on the mount.
我们的生命当是活在山上的。Now
it's true that you and I as Christians often make the mistake of wandering back into the wilderness.
就在我们基督徒的生活，有时候因着我们一些事情，我们回到这个旷野，在那里游荡。
Maybe like the children of Israel because we murmur or because of unbelief.
可能像以色列人他们在那里抱怨，或者有时候我们小信。
Because our flesh pursues the world.
或者因着我们的肉体贪爱这个世界。
So it's possible for a Christian to go through a season of the wilderness.
对于基督徒来说，有可能在一定的时间里面，我们回到了旷野。
But then the voice of the Holy Spirit comes.
但是圣灵的声音要来。
Says, today if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart.
告诉我们说，如果你今天听见我的声音，不要硬着心。
Repent and come back upon the mount with the king.
悔改，回头来到这山上的王那里。
So we should be living on the mount.
对，我们当活在山上。
But we will have times in the wilderness.
但是我们有时候落在旷野里面。
But as a Christian, where do you live?
但是作为基督徒，你活在哪里？
And so as I finished last time I spoke a few weeks ago, I mentioned four things that are very basic that would keep us on the mount.
所以上一次分享的时候，我提到四件基本的事，让我们能够活在山上。
Now what are those four things?
这四件事是什么？
They're not difficult.
这些不是难的事。
The first is,
第一,
to remain under the precious blood of Jesus.
就是活在主耶稣的宝血里面。
John says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰告诉我们，神是信实的，如果我们认我们的罪，他就要洗净我们的不义。
The only way we can overcome from the attacks of the devil is to overcome by the precious blood of the Lamb.
我们能够胜过仇敌魔鬼，唯一的办法就是借着主的宝血。Now,
of course, we're still sinners, but if we're sinners forgiven and under His blood, then we can walk in the light as He is in the light.
我们还是罪人，但如果我们活在他的宝血底下，我们就能够行走在光中。
But then it's important as an act of devotion that daily we consecrate ourselves, saying, Jesus, be my Lord.
那第二点就是我们在对主有个爱的奉献，每一天我们可以对主说，你是我的主。
Now we often talk of consecration as if it's something that just happens once in a while.
我们以为奉献可能是很久你才奉献一次。
But really every day we should say, Lord, I bring before you, my body is a living sacrifice.
但实在每一天我们都应当来到主面前说，主，我把我当作活祭献给你。
Rule over me.
你在我身上有权柄。
Lead me today.
你今天带领我。
Be my shepherd.
做我的牧者。
Now if we don't do that, we can't assume that. Because we quickly take over rulership of our own life. If we haven't made Him Lord today. But now there's a third aspect as well to stay on the mount.
那第三点,
it's going to involve a daily denying of self, taking up our cross, and following Him.
就是你当每一天舍己背起十字架来跟从主。
Every day there is something we need to deny in our self-life.
每一天我们都会遇到一些事我们需要舍己。
Whether it's our fears, whether it's our anger.
不论是我们的恐惧或者是我们的愤怒。
We can't follow the Lord with our self-life.
我们不能够靠着自己的生命来跟从主。
So we have to bow before the cross. And let the cross do its work in our lives today in order to live on the mount.
And
then the fourth thing I mentioned,
那第四点我提到的,
the simple fact that you need to go up on the mount every morning, every day, worship Him, commit your life to Him.
就是每一天的起头, 你就要来到山上, 在祷告中把你的一天交给主。
I love the way James says it.
我喜欢雅各所说的。
Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you.
你们亲近主，主也要亲近你们。
When Moses went up the mount, God came down on the mount.
当摩西上到山上，神也下到山上。
The tabernacle was erected for that very purpose, that as people would come into the holy tabernacle, God would commune with them.
帐幕也是讲到同样的事，当人进到那至圣所，神也降到至圣所。
And so with the tabernacle in the background, the writer of Hebrews says, So draw nigh to his throne of grace, there in the holy of holies.
所以希伯来书的作者思想到帐幕的时候，他就说：“你们要来到这施恩的宝座前。”
I find the Christians who live in this daily life with the Lord, they're able to stay up on the mount and live for Him.
这就是我找的这个秘诀，让基督徒能够在山上活在神的面前。
But now I want us to broaden our understanding of this word gospel.
那我现在想分享的是，我们应当对福音这个有一个更宽广的概念。
Now, only the Holy Spirit can give us a fuller revelation of what the gospel of the kingdom is all about.
只有圣灵能够向我们显明这天国的福音是何等的广大。
Now, we're familiar with the term gospel when we think of initial salvation.
当我们想到福音的时候，我们都是想到我们起初得救的时候。
Right, we speak of the gospel being when we hear the gospel, we ask forgiveness for our sins, we receive Jesus as our Savior.
我们讲到福音都是我们起初听到福音，我们求主从主得到赦免。
We call it the gospel of grace.
我们也称之为恩典的福音。
Jesus says, I, the Son of Man, have come into this world to seek and to save sinners.
主也说，我是神所差来的。要来世上寻找失落的人。
So indeed, this is good news.
实在这是一个好消息。
And this is the starting place of understanding the gospel.
这也是我们认识福音的起头。
But you know, in the Bible, the word gospel is much broader than just our initial salvation.
但是圣经所讲到的福音是比我们这起初的得救更多的。
You remember how Paul says in Romans, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
你记得保罗在罗马书里面说，我不以福音为耻。
Why?
为什么呢？
It's the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes.
因为这是神的大能要救一切相信的。
Whether Jew or Greek,
无论是犹太人或是西西尼人。
Or in the gospel,
因为在福音里面。
The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith to faith.
神的公义就在信心里面，从信心到信心里面彰显出来。
So now the gospel gets bigger.
所以这个福音是更大的。
It's no longer just the gospel of salvation.
所以这个福音不仅仅是拯救的福音。
It's a gospel that involves our growing, growing, growing.
而是包括了我们在主里面的成长，成长。
It's all good news.
这都是好消息。
Thank Paul, how many times do you think Paul uses the word gospel in his epistles?
大家知道在保罗的书信里面他用的福音这个字多少次?
I counted them up just this morning.
今天早上才算。
Took me a long time.
我花了好久的时间。
70 times.
17次。
70 times.
70次。
Right? Just check it. And why, and many times he uses this word, and he's not at all talking about salvation.
他用了这么多次的福音，他不都是在讲救恩的事。
Think about Romans.
我们想罗马书。
He says, here's the gospel I preach.
他说这是我所传的福音。
So there's chapter 3 where he talks about salvation and justification by faith.
所以第三章那里他就讲到你们是因信称义。
But there's chapter 6 where he talks about having died with Christ and being raised with Christ.
然后第六章就讲到你们与基督同死同复活。
So his gospel includes I've been crucified with Christ.
所以福音就包括我们与基督同死。
Chapter 7 talks about going through the process of our old man, realizing it's dead, and coming alive in the spirit and resurrection life in chapter 8.
然后第七章就讲到我们的旧人已经死了，第八章就讲到在圣灵的律里面我们活过来。
And then he says, my gospel goes back to before time began, when God predestined your salvation and transformation into his very character.
然后他又讲到在这救恩里面神在创世以前就预定了你们的得救又要预定你们、磨成他儿子的样式。
Wait! Chapter 9:11, the gospel takes in the destiny of the Jews and the kingdom of Israel.
然后第九章第十章又讲到这福音也要包括以色列人犹太人他们至终的结局。
Now that's a big gospel.、
哦、这实在是何等大的福音。
If you've never read, well,How many of you have ever read any book by T. Austin Sparks?
大家有读过、
T. Austin Sparks.
史百克弟兄的书吗、
there's only three or four of you, and even though your hand is half raised.
只有三四个人举手、啊、
Brother T. Austin Sparks knew and loved Brother Watchman Nee very much.
史百克弟兄他也很、喜欢、这个李托生弟兄的著作。
He wrote one book.That it is worth to understand the gospel.
他写了一本书叫做《明白福音》
called The Gospel According to Paul.、
哦、他写了一本关于福音的书名字叫做《保罗的福音》
And he takes you all the way through all of the letters of Paul, what the gospel means, bigger, 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 bigger.
他就是讲到保罗书信里面所提到的福音是什么意思就是越来越广大的一个福音。
So now this term gospel of the kingdom is bigger than just the gospel of our salvation.
所以回来讲这个天国的福音是比我们起初得救的福音更大的。
Now there's a gospel of our salvation. Thank God we've gotten saved.
感谢神我们有那得救的福音。我们
now there's a gospel of the kingdom.
然后如今是天国的福音。
Now what is our God talking about now?
那神要向我们说什么？
It's referring to the good news regarding the reign of Jesus Christ, the King.
这就是讲到主作王的这个好消息。
We know by the end of the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew 28,
在马太福音的结束28章那里
that Jesus has already brought the kingdom to earth.
主耶稣已经把国度带到了地上。
He stood before his disciples and he said, All authority and power has been given to me on heaven and earth. Go into the world and make disciples.
他对门徒说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒
So the disciples immediately understood that Jesus was saying Onward Christian soldiers marching into war
所以门徒们就马上明白我们是基督的精兵要向前直往
We need to invade the world with love and gospel and grace
我们当带着爱福音以及恩典来进入这个世界。
Jesus also revealed, says, I have set the kingdom of the heavens upon this earth right now in the church.
然后主也说，我已经把这天国设立在我的教会里面。
We as the church are to represent the kingdom and the authority of our God here on earth.
我们教会乃是代表神他的国度权柄在这地上。
But as we sang Maranatha this morning,
就像我们今天早晨唱马拿撒愿主快来
we're waiting for Jesus to come back.
我们等候主的回来
The church is the kingdom in mystery.
教会是国度的奥秘
And if you look at the church, you can see Jesus the king in the church.
如果你看教会你当看到在其中耶稣是王
But when Jesus comes back, the whole earth will be full of the presence of the glory of the Lord.
那当主回来的时候，全地都要满了主他自己的荣耀。
Now, this crucial part of the gospel we have to understand today.
所以我们今天要明白这个福音的关键。
Because the gospel now is talking about something that affects our life.
因为这个福音是要关系到我们的生活。
Most Christians don't understand this.
许多的基督徒都不明白这一点。
That they have been saved.To serve.
他们得救乃是要侍奉。
I think many, some of you don't know me, but many years ago, I went to a seminary to become a minister, and I went there, and it was a Baptist seminary.
然后可能有些人不知道，许多年前我去这个神学院是一个浸信会的神学院。
I'm so thankful that I was only 1 year old as a Christian when I went to seminary.
我那时候去这个神学院，我才得救了一年。
Now there's many seminaries that are not good because they're so liberal.
那有些神学，很多的神学院都。都太这个自由化。
But I went to a pretty good one.
但是我去的那个还不错。
They love Jesus. They preach the gospel.
他们爱主耶稣，他们也传福音。
So I learned to preach gospel.
所以我也学习怎么传福音。
And so after I graduated from seminary, I became a pastor of a Baptist church.
所以我从那个神学院毕业之后，我就成了一个浸信会的牧师。
Now what do Baptists do?
那这浸信会的人做什么呢？
Good ones. Preach gospel.
那好的，你要传福音
，and baptize people。
第二，你要使人受浸。
That's why we call Baptists。
这就是为什么他们称为浸信会。
Our job is to get everybody wet. We have to push them in the water。
所以我们做浸信会的这个工作就是把人就浸到水里弄湿了。
So I became a gospel preacher among Baptists。
所以我就在浸信会里面做着传福音的牧师。
So、went around the churches and preached the gospel, how to get saved.
然后就到处传福音，说你们要如何得救。
Then we baptize them in water.
然后把他们浸到水里。
But other Christians would make a joke about Baptists.
但是其他的基督徒他们喜欢取笑浸信会。
Say, All you want to do is just get people saved.
就是说你们要做的就是你们总是要做的就是把使人得救
Then you baptize people
然后你使他们受浸
Then you hang them up on a clothesline by their ears
然后你们就把他们像晾衣服一样晾起来
And wait for Jesus to come back
只等到耶稣回来
And that was true
但其实这确实是这样
We didn't really tell people much except you got to get saved
我们在浸信会里面所传讲的就是你们要得救
See, now the church I went to was down south.
我所参加的那个教会是在南部。
So they said, now, besides getting baptized, we have many things you have to do.
他说除了你得救还有什么事要做吗
Number one, you have to tithe.
哦，那第一，你要十一奉献。
Number two, you have to quit smoking.
第二，你不能再抽烟。
Number three, no drinking alcohol.
第三，不能喝酒。
Number four, quit cursing.
第四，不能骂人。
And number five, you should go to some meetings.
那第五你要参加聚会
That was it
那就这样了
That's not a very deep gospel you know?
这实在不是一个很深的福音
So I preached and I actually served in three different churches
所以我那时候在那里传福音也在三个教会服侍
We had bunches of people who were saved
那有很多人得救了
But when you asked them to pray what did you hear?
但是如果你问他叫他们祷告你会听到什么那就好像婴孩在那里哭
Because they were babes
因为他们就像婴孩一样
They didn't know how to pray even corporate prayer They didn't know
他们不知道怎么祷告也不知道怎么有团体的祷告
They were babes in Christ
他们在基督里做婴孩
And the husband was still mean to his wife
那些做丈夫的还是对妻子很不好
The wife still out-tricked her husband all the time
那做妻子的也是这样对丈夫。
And the businessman did the business that wasn't right.
那些做生意的也没有按法律做生意。
It's okay, I've been saved.
他说哦，都没问题，因为我已经得救了。
But they weren't growing.
但是他们没有在基督里长大。
That's when by the grace of God, the Lord opened my eyes that the gospel of the kingdom is much bigger than just getting saved.
但感谢神，他开了我的眼睛，使我看到福音比这更大。
To me, it's when I was reading 1 Peter chapter 2.
对于我乃是读到了彼得前书的第二章。
And Peter is the best gospel preacher we have, right?
彼得是那最好的传福音的人。
He's the big fisherman.
他是那人海的渔夫。
He even captures big fat fish like me. You know?
他也就捕到了一些大鱼像跟贝娜一样。
And also little minnows like Gower. So, but listen, you know, read in 1 Peter, Peter the evangelist, and he said, Now you are a chosen race.
然后读到彼得前书，他是在传福音，但他说到你们是被拣选的族类。
A royal priesthood.
是有君尊的祭司。
A holy nation.
是圣洁的国度。
A people for God's possession.
是属神的子民。
And I said, what's that?
然后我就说这是想到什么呢？
We have a calling.
我们有一个呼召。
As brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a very noble, high kingdom calling.
我们做弟兄姊妹，我们有一个很尊贵的呼召。
The gospel of the kingdom involves our character. It involves our obedience. It involves our serving. This is something that I opened the Bible and found throughout the Bible. Now, Peter was actually quoting from Exodus chapter
19,
where God spoke to Moses and said, "If your people are faithful, they shall be to me a chosen race, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people."
因为在出埃及记里面, 摩西说, 如今你们若实在听从我的话, 遵守我的约, 就要在万民中做属我的子民, 因为全地都是我的, 你们要归我做祭司的国度, 为圣洁的国民。
But when you look in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 27, look what it says.
然后你看但以理书7章27节, 你又要发现什么?
This is why we've been saved.
这是我们得救的原因。
And the kingdom and dominion and greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
但以理书7章27节, 国度权柄和天下诸国的大权必赐给至高者的圣民, 他的国是永远的, 一切掌权的都必侍奉他顺从他。
Now do you see what it says?
你看到这里说什么?
The saints of the Most High shall be given a kingdom.
就是这些至高者的圣民, 他们要得着国度。
By obedience and service and character, we have come to the place where we can reign with our Lord in the kingdom.
因着我们的顺服, 我们的品行, 我们的侍奉, 我们要能够与主一同作王。
And when you go to the book of Revelation, as we see the end and the coming of the kingdom,
如果我们再看到启示录,那里讲到国度来临,
four times we see that the goal of our salvation is to be in the throne with our Lord.
那里有四次提到我们得救的目的乃是要坐在与主同坐宝座。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 5.
启示录1章5节。
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
启示录1章5节。 并那诚实做见证的从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督有恩惠平安归于你们他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶又使我们成为国民做他父神的祭司但愿荣耀全能归给他直到永永远远阿们
Now do we understand? The king of the kingdom is the father in heaven.
我们看到吗? 那国度的王是父神。
But Jesus is the king of the kingdom on earth. And those who are saved are meant to be kings and priests along with his son, Jesus Christ.
那那些得救的人, 另外一个翻译就是说做一同做王做祭司。
Let's look again in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21.
我们再看启示录3章21节。
Now he who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
得胜的我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐,就如我得了胜,在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
Now brothers and sisters, I don't know if this has been clearly shared with you before.
弟兄姊妹们,我们不知道你是否有明白这些。
But you should be totally dissatisfied with any goal less than sitting in the throne with Jesus.
那我想说, 如果你的目标是比这个与基督同坐宝座更低的，你不应当满足。
It doesn't matter if you're a great servant or a small servant.
无论你是侍奉主，侍奉的好，侍奉的少。
It doesn't matter if you have five gifts or one gift.
无论你有五个恩赐，一个恩赐。
But if you have been faithful, you will sit with Jesus in His throne as a king.
只要你忠心，你就要与基督一同坐在宝座上做王。
Now that's our goal.
这是我们的目标。
Why did the Lord save us?
为什么主要拯救我们?
Well, you say because He loved us.
那我们说, 哦, 他是因他爱我们。
All right, I have to give you credit for that.
那没错, 你这个回答的对。
But the kids up in Sunday school could say that.
但是那些主日学的孩子也知道。
All right, well now why else have you been saved?
那你到底为什么被得救?
Have you ever answered to be a king?
你是否有回答过这个, 这样说, 我愿意做, 是因为我要做王?
That's why you've been saved.
是的，你是因此被得救。
That's why He's brought you into the kingdom.
是因此他把你带进国度。
We may start at the lowest level.
我们可能从最低的这个层面开始。
But by the time He comes back, He wants many sons in glory.
但是当他回来的时候，他愿意有众子一同在荣耀里。
Look at that wonderful worship song in Revelation chapter 5.
我们从看启示录五章里面那个赞美的诗歌。
See what it says in verse 9 and 10.
第九、第十节。
And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and you have made them to be kings and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
他们唱新歌说你配拿书卷配展开揭开七印因为你曾被杀用自己的血从各族各邦各民各国中买了人来叫他们归于神又叫他们成为国民或者一个翻译说 做王做祭司归于神在地上执掌王权
So not only was the lamb slain so that we could be saved by his precious blood
所以这里不仅有被杀的羔羊使我们因他的宝血得救
But the lamb was slain for a more important reason than just our salvation that we might reign with him
就是羔羊被杀还有个更尊贵的目的乃是使我们能够与他一同执掌王权
In the book of Revelation it pictures this How are we all going to sit in the throne with Jesus?
那启示录也描述了我们要如何与基督一同坐在宝座上
Seems like if somebody like me sits in the throne there's hardly room for you
如果像我这样的坐在宝座上可能都没有空间留给你了
But this is a picture
但是这是一幅图画
And what the Lord says is my bride together will sit in the throne with me
因为这个图画里面是说我的心腹要与我同坐在宝座上
But listen, that bride isn't just somebody who has no brains
这个心腹她是不是那种没有思想的
Just a beautiful woman to show off, but she has no brains
不是那种只有外貌的这些妇女
No, Jesus' bride is going to have Jesus' character
基督的心腹是有基督的品性
Jesus' love
有基督的爱
Jesus' discernment
基督的判断
Jesus' authority
基督的权柄
That's the bride he's looking for
这是他所等候的心腹
And then in Revelation chapter 20
所以在启示录二十章
As it talks about the thousand year reign of the kingdom
那里讲到在千年国度里面
It says in verse 4
第四节,
Then I saw thrones.
我又看见几个宝座,
and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead or on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
第四节，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1,000年。
Our destiny.Is to reign with Christ.
我们这个生命的至终的目标是与基督一同作王。
Our inheritance is to be enthroned with our Lord.
我们的产业
Now, I don't have time to go into this, but the Bible says that some Christians will not be on that throne.
我没有时间细讲, 但圣经也告诉我们, 不是所有的基督徒都能够坐在那个宝座上。
Because they didn't obey the Lord while they were on earth.
因为他们在地上的时候没有顺从主。
Because they remained babes all their life.
因为他们在他们的生命的里面, 一生都像婴孩一样。
Jesus came for a bride, not baby.
那基督是来找着他的心腹,
now we don't know when the Lord is coming back. When the Lord comes back,
那是当主回来的时候,
there will be some Christians who've been walking with the Lord for 50 years.
有些就会找着, 有些基督徒已经与主同行 50年,
some 30 years.
有些30年,
some 10 years.
有些10年,
but even some 2 weeks.
那可能有些人只有两周,
but they're walking with the Lord.
但是他们在与主同行,
that's what the Lord's looking for. So if you're just saved, then the Lord comes back tomorrow.
如果你今天才得救,
if you've been up on the mount, under His precious blood,
在他的宝血底下,
if you bowed before the Lord, what did Paul say we should say when we're saved?
那保罗说, 告诉我们,
I think probably most of you know by heart Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10.
那在罗马书10章9节10节, 大家可能都知道,
what does it say?
保罗说什么?
If you shall confess with your mouth, Jesus is Savior.
你若口里认耶稣为主,
is that what it says?
他是这么说的吗?
No. If you shall say with your mouth, Jesus is Lord.
哦, 他那里是说, 认耶稣为主, 而不是只是认耶稣为你的拯救者。
Now praise God if He's your Savior.
我们赞美主, 如果他是主已经, 耶稣已经做了你的拯救者。
But brothers and sisters, I think many Christians don't know.
但是弟兄姊妹们, 可能你没有意识到,
to come into the throne, Jesus must be your Lord.
我们来到这个宝座前, 我们乃是要认耶稣为主。
You have bowed down to Him. You have surrendered to Him. You continue to live under the rule of heaven. Not the rule of this world. The rule of heaven. See, the gospel of the kingdom is a noble gospel. It calls us to repentance. It challenges us to rise up. In this lifetime,
在我们今生当中,
we need to take hold of the Lord and let Him lead us to the throne.
让他带领我们到这个宝座。
This pathway to the throne, Jesus tells us in Matthew, is a narrow way.
这条到宝座的道路,
well, how can we possibly make it? We're such sinners. But the Lord can do the impossible. If we will let Him be our Lord. But do you understand what we're talking about?
你明白我们在说的吗?
This is good news.
这是一个好消息。
It's not the happy news like the gospel of our salvation. This is the joyful news of eternal purpose. There is a reason, a very important reason that you and I have been saved. It's to develop the character of our King. To be able to make kingdom decisions by binding and loosing while we're on this earth. And when the Lord comes back, He says, good and faithful servant, all of us are sinners. Then all of us can go astray. But if you want to see your destiny in the throne, you've got to surrender your life to the Lord. Jesus Jesus was speaking about this narrow way of the kingdom, and it made Peter ask him a question in Matthew chapter 19.
在马太十九章那里，我们的主就讲到这条窄路，然后彼得也问了他一个问题。
In chapter 19, verse 27, Peter said, asked this question of our Lord.
马太十九章二十七节，彼得问了主。
Peter said to the Lord, Behold, we have forsaken everything and followed you. Then what will there be for us?
彼得就对他说，看啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢？
Now Peter said something tremendous and something pretty foolish.
彼得的话既是很有意义的，但也是听起来很愚昧的。
Here's what he said.
他所说的，
We have forsaken everything for you, Lord.
他说，我们主，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你。
Now that is the position of a true disciple of the kingdom.
这实在是这国度里面真仆人的真的门徒的一个地位。
But then Peter, who spent a lot of time counting fish, said, What is in it for me?
那彼得就在那里算我丢了多少条的鱼，然后就说，那我要得着什么呢？
Now do you think the Lord got mad? Said Peter, forget your reward.
那你想主是很生气的说，保罗彼得你不要想这些。
No, the kingdom of the heavens has a great reward.
不是的，实在这国度是有那个奖赏的。
Here's what Jesus answered.
这就是主的回答。
Jesus said in verse 28, Truly I say to you, you who have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在12个宝座上，审判以色列12个支派。
So specifically to the 12 disciples, Jesus says, you will have a place of thrones judging the children of Israel.
所以对于那十二门使徒来门徒来说，主说你们有十二个宝座要审判以色列的十二个支派。
And almost every one of the disciples was a martyr, and his life was taken for his faith in Christ.
那至终几乎所有的门徒他们也殉道为着他们的信所信的。
But then Jesus lays down a principle for you and I.
但是主这里也是为你和我有立下了这个原则。
And in verse 29 he says, Now everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my name's sake will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life.
29节，凡为我的名撇下房屋或是弟兄姊妹父亲母亲儿女田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
There's a wonderful reward for those who follow the Lord.
那些跟从主的人都有一个奖赏在那里。
Our destiny is to reign.
这就是我们生命的至终，是与主一同作王。
Now, do you believe this is your inheritance?
你相信这是你的产业吗？
Am I just preaching to nobody, or do you believe this is your destiny?
你是否真的相信这是你生命的终极的意义？
Do we understand that we're saved to a high...An eternal purpose.
你是否相信你得救乃是为着一个更高并且在永远里面的旨意？
Well, if we believe this,
如果你相信这个,
then we realize there's a cost to being a kingdom disciple.
你就也知道这里有一个代价要做这个国度的门徒。
Now, we will not be able to read the Gospel of Matthew without seeing many times that there is a cost.To discipleship.
我们读马太福音一定会注意到其中提到很多次就是做门徒的代价。
Well, I almost hate to do this, ask if you've read a book, but here we go again.
大家很不喜欢读书，但是我要再读一段。
One of the wonderful books that I recommend for all the young people who are listening today.
那特别对于我们当中的年轻人，我也推荐这本书。
Was written by a dear German brother who himself was killed by the Nazis in World War II.
那是一位在德国的基督徒，他在二战的时候被纳粹所杀害。
And he was killed because he was a Christian minister who helped the Jews, and so he was martyred.
他殉道乃是因为他是一位基督徒，但是他们在那时候帮助犹太人。
Of course, you know, probably, I hope, I'm talking about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
就是 Bonhoeffer, 这位弟兄，他是一位德国人。
And among the things he did while he was alive, he wrote a book, and it's called The Cost of Discipleship.
那他写了一本书就叫做《门徒的代价》。
Now he was a Lutheran.
他是一位路德会的人。
And at the time he wrote it, the Lutheran church was being divided in Germany.
当他写那本书的时候，在德国的路德会他们其实是分裂。
Now the Lutheran church in Germany is just called Evangelische Kirche, the Evangelical Church.
那德国的路德会他们就称他们自己是福音派。
When he wrote that book at a time when the Lutheran church was being split.
当他写那本书的时候，他们路德会正在分裂。
By those who approved of Adolf Hitler.
有一部派他们在那里支持这个希特勒。
And by those who, because of the cost of discipleship, said what you're doing to the Jews is wrong.
那另一派他们看到这个门徒的代价，就说你对犹太人所做的是不对的。
So he wrote an honest book about the cost of following the Lord.
所以他就写了这本诚实的书，说到你跟随主的代价。
And so we see this cost throughout the Gospel of Matthew.
我们在马太福音里面就一直看到这个门徒的代价。
You remember, we talk about Matthew, and Matthew loves the mountains, because the mountain speaks aboutTimes when you can see God up on the mount.
我之前也提到，在马太福音中，我们常常看到山，因为这是一个意象，讲到我们在山上可以看见神。
Now, just like the Sermon on the Mount.
那就像山上的宝训。
Later on in Matthew 16, we come to a higher mount.
然后之后到十六章，我们又看到一座更高的山。
Jesus took his disciples up into the foothills of Mount Hermon to a place called Caesarea Philippi.
主带他的门徒到凯撒菲利比 的黑门山。
And he took them up the mount.
他还把他们带到山上。
And he said to Peter, how well do you see on the mount?
然后他就问彼得说你能看得多好。
Who do you say that I am, Peter?
你说人子是谁？
And Peter said, you are the Messiah.
彼得回答说你是基督。
He saw it up on the mount.
因为他在山上看到了这个。
And Jesus said, God bless you, Simon, because you didn't get that understanding from man. You got that from a revelation of God.
耶稣就对他说，西门，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上父指示的。
Up on that mountain, the disciples could see who Jesus really was. Down in the Galilee lowlands, sometimes you can't tell who he is.
他们看到在山上，门徒就看到耶稣真正的所是，在加利利的低谷他们可能看不到。
And Jesus was so excited, he says, now let me show you something else. Look, look.
然后主就很兴奋地对门徒说我要再向你们启示。
And he revealed the church to his disciples.
他就向他的门徒们启示了教会。
Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Second revelation up on the mount, You're going to build a church here on earth that has the power of heaven to overcome the power of the earth.
这就是变化山上的第二个启示，主要建造他的教会在这地上，虽然是在地上，却有天上的权柄。
But then we come to the third revelation up on this mountaintop.
但是我们又在这山上看到第三个启示。
For here is a revelation the disciples could not see.
就是门徒们看不到的启示。
In verse 21,Having just spoken about his messiahship and the church,
21节主刚刚讲完了，他是弥赛亚，也讲到了他的教会。
It says in verse 21, from that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
从此耶稣才指示门徒他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老祭司长文士许多的苦并且被杀第三日复活。
Jesus said, do you see the gospel?
主说你们看到这福音了吗？
Number one, I am the Messiah.
第一我是那弥赛亚。
Number two, I'm building my church.
第二我建造我的教会。
Number three,
第三
I'm going to the cross.
我要上十字架。
As soon as Peter heard that, he said, Not so, Lord. You're not going to the cross. I'll not let you.
但是彼得一听到这个就说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你身上。
Peter didn't understand that the way to the kingdom is through the cross.
彼得并不明白通往天国的路乃是经过十字架。
You remember the Lord had to say, Get behind me, Satan.
所以你也记得主要对彼得说转到我后面去吧撒旦。
You're talking like man talks. I'm talking about the kingdom.
因为你说话像一个人那样讲但是我在讲的是国度。
Now,I'm sure the rest of the day, Peter didn't do any more talking.
我盼望彼得那天之后就没有再讲话。
You can only put your foot in your mouth so many times, and now you're quiet.
因为你只能讲那些愚昧的话，不能讲太多。
But it was also at this time that Jesus spoke a fourth revelation on that mount.
但是这时候，就在那座山上，主讲了第四个的启示。
In verse 24,
24节
Then Jesus said to his disciples,Now, if any one of you wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Wait a minute. You mean we're following you? You're going to the cross, and now we have to go to a cross?
你明白这里吗？他说，哦，我们是跟从你的，你要上十字架，我们也要背十字架吗？
Well, thank God the cross we have to take.It's not like the cross Jesus had to take.
但感谢神，我们所背的十字架并不是神他那样的十字架。
For in the very next verse, Jesus explains what he means by the cross that must be taken.
接下去的一节，主就解释了我们要背的十字架是什么样。
So he says in verses 25 and 26 of Matthew 16, For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake,We'll find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul?
25-26节因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢人还能拿什么换生命呢
What is the...cross we must take up.
我们要背的十字架是什么?
To follow the Lord.
来跟从主。
Even into difficult places.
即使在那艰难的时候。
To be faithful to him.
要还是忠心对主。
No matter where he leads.
无论他领我们往哪里去。
What is the cross?
那个十字架是什么?
Deny yourself.
就是你当舍己。
If you try to save yourself from...Hurt, save yourself from problems. You save your life, you lose it.
如果你试着要从伤害里面，从问题里面把自己救出来，其实你是在失去这个生命。
If you're willing to lose your life for my sake,
yeah. 那如果你愿意为主的缘故，把你的自己的生命舍了，你就要得着。
Now, here's some kingdom gospel to consider.
所以这里有一个国度的福音要讲。
Which life?Is more full?
哪一个生命是那更丰满的生命?
Which life is more valuable?
是更有价值的生命?
Our self-life or our kingdom life?
我们自己的生命还是我们国度的生命?
If we want to grow to where we can rule and reign with Jesus, we need kingdom life.
如果我们要长大成为那能够与基督一同作王的,我们需要这个国度的生命。
Again,The Bible says through the grace of God, we're given eternal life.
我们圣经告诉我们，因着神的恩典，他给我们永远的生命。
But that means more than just that we live forever and ever and ever and ever.
但这个永生并不只是讲到我们会一直活下去。
It means we, when we're saved, come into a new quality of life. There is a life from heaven called eternal life.
而是讲到当我们得救的时候之后我们就能够进入一个更高的生命这是从天而来的生命也称为永远的生命
It's not the life that people in this world are living
并不是这个世上的人所活的生命
There's a deeper life, a fuller life, a noble life
而是有更深、更丰富、更高贵的生命
This life has been placed in us when we were saved
当我们得救的时候这个生命就被放在我们的里面
But Jesus says, I am the way, truth, and lifeThat you need.
主告诉我们他是道路真理生命
I make, when I talk to young people, I try to make it this way, explain it this way.
当我对青少年讲的时候我试着这样子来说
I pronounce life two different ways.
我就把生命这个字有两种读法。
The life we live on this earth, I call live.
如果你是在这地上的生命，就是你就是活着。
The life from heaven Jesus gives, I call life.
但是你在与基督在天上一同的生命，这才是生命。
Brothers and sisters, we don't want to live. We want to live life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不是只要仅仅活着，而是我们要有这个生命来生活。
This life passes away.
这个活着的这个生命会要过去。
This life grows fuller and richer every day.
但是那属天的这个生命是每一天都更丰盛的。
So when Paul was talking to Timothy,
所以当保罗对提摩太说
，You remember what he said?
你记得他说什么
？About fighting the good fight of faith.
讲到你要打那美好的仗。
What did he say?
他说了什么？
We'll look at this as the last verse today, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12.
在提摩太前书第六章第二节。
He wanted Timothy to be a good kingdom soldier.
他愿意提摩太成为国度里面的精兵。
And so he said to him, Timothy, fight a good fight of faith.
所以他对提摩太说，你要为真道打那美好的仗。
Laying hold of eternal life.
持定永生。
That's why you were called.
你为此被召。
And you made the good confession. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my life.
你也在许多人面前做了那美好的见证，说耶稣是你的主。
But now did you notice something we have to do in this matter?
所以你看到这里有一件我们需要做的事。
Timothy has to take hold of this life.
就是提摩太他被吩咐说要持定永生。
If you just live your life passively,
如果你只是那被动的活着。
Well, that's what I tell the young people, that's live.
那就是活着。
L-I-F.
活着。
If you take hold of this life,
但是如果你持定永生,
you'll do great things for God.
你就能够使用这个生命。
Whatever your gift, whatever your ministry, faithful, good and faithful servant.
无论你的恩赐是什么，无论你在什么地方服事，你要成为那良善忠心的仆人。
So, brothers and sisters, I end by asking this question.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我结束的时候，我问这个问题。
Do you see something more of the dimensions of the gospel of the kingdom?
你是否看到这个国度的福音的这个广大？
Are you up on the mount where you can see?What he's talking about?
你是否上到山上来看主所说的？
We are destined sons.
我们生命的目标乃是成为那儿子。
We're destined to rule and reign with our Lord.
我们乃是预定要在那里与基督一同作王。
Now will we take hold of this eternal life?
那你是否有持定永生？
This matter of denying ourselves.
这里讲到我们我们讲到这个舍己。
We think, oh, how can I possibly forsake all the things I love, all the things I want to do? I still want to get married. I still want to make $1 million. How am I going to forsake all of this stuff?
就讲到我怎么能够舍下我所要的、所盼望的、可能你还要你的婚姻、你的赚一百万。
We say it's impossible. How can I forsake all these things?
我怎么能够舍下这一切？
The Holy Spirit has a great plan.
圣灵有一个更好的计划。
He asks you to forsake one thing at a time.
因为圣灵是需要你一次，他一次叫你舍下一点。
Say, you know, I'm walking with the Lord. I'm walking with Jesus, walking down the road.
所以我每天与主同行，与基督同行。
And he says, let's go that way.
然后圣灵可能就对你说，要走这边。
Oh, I don't know if I can go that way.
你就在那里想，我是否真的能走那条路？
I'll lose some of my social media time.
我今天我走那条路，可能今天我就不能看我的社交媒体。
But the Lord says, "Oh, but if you want to follow me, you're going to have to walk up that mountain every morning and spend a little time."
那主就会对你说，如果你是真要跟从我，你每天就应当有这个时间上到山上来与我同在。
Now there may be 99 other things we have yet to deal with here in our flesh.
可能在我们生命中还有肉体里面还有其他的99件事要对付。
But the Spirit comes and convicts our hearts over one thing our self is doing that must be denied to go on today.
但是圣灵会让我们意识到我们今天有一件事情一定要舍下才能来跟从他。
If we obey, we live in life.
如果我们顺服我们就活出这个生命。
It's the way the Holy Spirit works.
这是圣灵工作的法则。
So he just said to the millionaire who said, how can I find eternal life?
那所以他也对那个百万富翁说，你要怎么才能得到永生？
I don't want all this other stuff you're talking about. I only want one thing.
对那个财主说，我不需要其他，我只要求你一件。
You have a wagon, and you can't follow me because you got $2 million of cryptocurrency on the wagon.
就会对那个富翁说，你不能跟从我，乃是因为你有200万的这个比特币在哪里。
Now, but the other, so he got, so what did Jesus say? Go sell your crypto, give it to the poor, now you can follow me without the wagon.
所以耶稣就对那个财主说，你要跟从我，你就把你的比特币都卖了，分给穷人，然后你就能够来跟从我。
Now, but if you notice Jesus, he doesn't tell everybody you have to give up all your money.
但其实你如果认识主耶稣，你就知道他其实不是对每个人都这么说。
He tells the person who's worshiping mammon, you gotta let go.
因为主对那个财主说，是因为那个财主在那里侍奉马门。
See, every one of us has something different in the wagon.
但是我们每个人都有不同的东西留在我们的家里，我们的背后。
And the rich man walked away. He couldn't do it.
然后那个财主他就忧忧伤伤的走了，他不能这么做。
We want life. The gospel of the kingdom is so big.
我们愿意得着这个生命，这个国度的福音是如此的大。
The promises are so tremendous.
并且他的应许是这样的大。
And the time is so soon.
而我们的时间是这样的短促。
What are you going to do with those 5 talents, those 3 talents the Lord has given you?
主给你五个他连德，十个他连德，你要做什么？
Will you use it to serve him?
你会用来侍奉他吗？
Will you walk under his lordship today?
你会走在他权柄的道路底下吗？
Will you deny yourself when he puts his finger on something that needs to be denied?
当主用他的指头点出你生命中的某件事情的时候，你愿意舍下吗？
Are you willing to follow him up on the mount today?
你今天就跟从他上到山上吗？
Then eternal life is ours.
那这样，这个永生就是你的。
And we can overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb.
我们能够胜过仇敌，乃是因着羔羊的宝血。
By the word of our testimony.
也因着我们所见证的道。
And we love not our life even unto death.
他们不爱惜自己的生命，以至于死。
Praise God.
赞美我们的神。
Onward, Christian soldiers.
我们是那往前的基督徒。
Lay hold of that eternal life to which you were called.
我们当持定永生。
This is the marching orders of those in the gospel of the kingdom.
这就是那得着了这国度的福音往前的人。
Let's just spend a moment and have a few prayers, committing this to the Lord before we go.
我们有些祷告，把这些话交在主的手里。
Fall into this huge kingdom, kingdom of heaven, to be not just saved, but to be active participants, to let you reign and rule in our lives, that your character can be worked out, that you give us a place, in your kingdom to rule with you. We thank you for this privilege we have each day.To make a difference in giving our lives over to you so that you can have your way. We want to recognize that here you're calling us, we want to give ourselves every day, not Jesus.
Amen. For the wonderful message that you prepared for our brother.We pray that,just like our brother said, after we are just saved and baptized, we just are not like the clothes hanging there. Just life in us change. So that we can just be serving you. we submit just all of us in your hand, that you yourself renew us, just draw us near and get us away from just the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Many of here, this place. We do praise you, Lord, that we may value your kingdom, Lord, the gospel of your kingdom, Lord, that we really consider today to repent, Lord, and to turn. I confess that we need you, Lord, to take us out of this crypto mania, Lord, and that we may follow you, Lord, that we don't get the concern of this world so much upon us, Lord, that we may trust you and we follow you, Lord, all the days of our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you. You care so much for us, Lord. So let us come out of this sleepiness, Lord, and come to you alive, leaving behind this leaf life, Lord, and come to daily to you to receive that abundant life that you have to give it to us, Lord, that we can follow you. Deny ourselves daily to follow you. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We pray in thanksgiving, in Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen.